part of the feature that we did yesterday about Stroud. And David, I'm interested really in this relationship between the actual building and the selection, because there seemed to be an implication in what Karen said, and we played the clip right at the top of the programme, that there was an element of pre-selection as well, or that, you know, there was an idea that there was this element of shared value as important, more important than the design?
The co-housing scheme in Stroud, there were no selection criteria. There were two simple criteria, which was that people had to understand the principles of co-housing. In other words, agree to be on the cooking rota from time to time and things like that, and be able to afford to buy a house. And there were three affordable units in addition. But there was certainly no lifestyle criteria, no selection procedure, no vetting, no interviewing.
Mm. And so could this kind of thing happen naturally, as opposed to in the way that we're in this way? It's been arranged, really, and people have made a deliberate choice. But what would it need to turn this into a pattern of life rather than something you have to select?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. In Denmark, co-housing is normal. About 3% of Danes live in co-housing, and people, I don't know what the word is, I have been told it. It's a Danish word and it's long, and the word co-housing is actually coined by an American author who wrote the book called Co-housing, A Contemporary Approach to Modern Living. But in Denmark, it's everyone knows what it is, and it's very accepted. And I wanted to challenge one of the remarks yesterday that Selina Mason of CAVE made, which was that co-housing was one extreme. And I think one of the reasons that she might think that is that housing is dominated in this country by about five large house builders. And they volume produce the same houses again and again, which I sort of loosely refer to as the Brookside Close model. You know, it's on the TV series. And they've got roads going through them, and the builders don't have any motivation to innovate. Their only motive is to make a profit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making a profit per se, but they're not interested in community building. They're not interested in human scale building. They're interested in a formula that works, that generates a profit. And co-housing can become, 20% of the population.
Right, with a change of attitude. David, exactly. Thank you very much indeed. I want to go to John Flint, who lectures in urban communities, in urban studies at Glasgow University.